Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Pastor Alvin, naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga elders po ng iglesyong ito. Again, wini-welcome po natin ang ating mga bagong members. At kung ikaw po ay bagong member, meron po kaming libreng aklat ng pamagatis. What is a healthy church member? Ni Tabiti Anya Buile. So kung kayo po ay new member, please proceed sa likod na kay Brother James ang kopya po ninyo. O kung naubusan man, nasa kanya isang kopya, pwede niyo po kunin. So gusto ko lamang i-echo yung some of the announcements na nabanggit, or at least one, and then I'll announce another one, something na hindi na-announce kanina, is prayer service. So may prayer service tayo bukas. Sikapin po natin makarating para sabay-sabay po tayo manalangin bilang isang iglesia. Maitaas natin sa Panginoon ang ating mga prayer, mga praises. And it's also a time of fellowship na rin po. So, encourage you na nandiyan na po yung location na isend na rin po sa messenger group. Kung ikaw ay bisita at wala kang copy ng location na yon, pwede po kayong umabot isa sa mga members ng Crossroads. So, lumapit po kayo sa akin para maibigay ko po ang location papunta sa lugar na ito. Also, tayo po ay magpapahinga sa ating sermon series. Since ang Ten Commandments ay nahahati po sa dalawa, yung Commandments number 1 hanggang Commandments number 4 ay ang ating how do we relate to God, how do we worship Him. So magpapahinga po tayo doon for next week to pave way sa ating bisita at kaibigan na si Pastor Derek Parfan. So he will be preaching, galing po siya sa Pilipinas, and he will be here for a few days and we will be hosting him at siya po ay magpipreach sa atin. Okay, so abangan po natin and we will inform you kung ano ang passage this week. So pwede nyo basahin ang passage in advance. Busy ka ba? Busy ka ba? Madalas ka bang matawagan sa telepono? Madalas ka bang may kausap sa telepono? Hindi ka ba ikaw ba yung tipong hindi makafocus kapag may kumakausap sa iyo, yung umoo ka lang pero hindi mo naririnig ang kanyang sinasabi? Lagi ka bang nagmamadali? Pumunta sa isang lugar? Napapadalas ba ang ating OT o overtime o kaya naman dala-dala o bit-bit ang ating trabaho sa bahay? Kahit madaling araw, marinig mo lang yung messenger tone, agad-agad kang kumakapa sa dilim. Baka ika ay naka-message si boss. Wala ka bang time kumain? Walang time makipagkwentuhan? Walang time magpahinga? Sa kanyang libro na Crazy Busy ni Kevin DeYoung, nagbigay po siya ng tatlong babala o dangers or warnings sa pagiging busy. Sabi niya, busyness robs our joy. Ninanakaw daw ang ating kagalakan o ang joy. Meron daw pag-aaral na mas stressful daw mag-commute papunta sa trabaho o kaya sa opisina kaysa magpalipad daw ng fighter jet at maging riot police. Kasi mabilis daw tayo mairita o maging magalit. Pangalawa, business daw can rob our hearts. Our business can choke us. Sabi sa pag-aaral, mas marami raw po taong namatay sa kabisihan kaysa raw sa mga bala. Interesting. At pangatlo, sabi rin niya, business can cover up the rot o ang kabulukan ng ating kaluluwa. I quote again, business does not mean you are a faithful or fruitful Christian. It only means you are busy, just like everyone else. And like everyone else, your joy, your heart, and your soul are in danger. Ano ang dahilan kung bakit napaka-busy mo? Nakakapagpahinga ka pa ba? If so, where do you find rest? Well, friends, God commands us to rest. Ito po ang ating fourth commandment at ang titignan po natin ngayong gabi. We're continuing our sermon series sa Exodus 20 na kung saan tinitignan po natin ang Ten Commandments o ang Decalogue, Ang Decalogue po ay ibinigay ni Yahweh sa mga Israelites bilang covenant constitution para malaman po nila kung paano sila mamuhay bilang mga bagong mamamayan at the same time kung paano po sila makaka-relate or worship sa Panginoon. Ito po ay nahahati sa dalawang table kagaya ng nabanggit ko. Commandments number 1 to 4 tells us how to worship God or relate to God. At yung the rest ng 5 to 10 tells us how to relate towards one another or sa ating mga neighbors. This week, like I said, ay wawakasin po natin yung first part ng table. And then after a week, manunumbalik po tayo sa second part. Okay? We've seen na ang first commandment deals with the person of God or who to worship. Na kung saan nakafocus o nakatuon po ito sa object ng worship, which is si Yahweh. Tapos ang second commandment mo po deals on how we are to worship this true God. That we are to worship, we are not to worship any created God, gawa man ito sa ating imahinasyon o anuman mga materyales. Ang third commandment naman, last week, deals with the attitude of our worship or whose name we should be worshiping. Ngayong gabi, ang fourth commandment, which deals on how we shall engage with the Lord in public worship with brothers and sisters. God's redeemed gather to worship Him on the Lord's Day. God's redeemed gathered to worship Him on the Lord's Day. Number one, the observance of Sabbath. Number two, the fulfillment of Sabbath. And number three, simply application. Number one, the observance of Sabbath. Babasahin ko po ang verses 8 hanggang 10. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Itong command na ito ay ang pinakamahaba actually, na nahahati sa tatlong bahagi. Verse 9, what to do. Verse 10, specify how we are to do it. And verse 11 explains why. Ang mga Israelites are in covenant with God. At ang sign ng national covenant between God at sa kanila is yung Sabbath day. Sabbath means to cease or hinto, which relates sa trabaho or anything na ginagawa nila normally sa pang-araw-araw. Specifically, ito ay para sa Israelites at dapat silang huminto o magpahinga sa pagtatrabaho. So, ganito yung parang rhythm ng kanilang araw-araw. 6 days work, 1 day rest. 6 days work, 1 day rest. Actually, bago sa kanila ito, yung ganitong klaseng idea o katuruan o practice. Kasi itong mga bagay na ito, hindi ho pinapractice ho ito nung panahon nila. Especially ng mga pagan nations na nakapaligid sa kanila. So this is really a foreign idea. This is a foreign practice. Alam ko lumaki po tayo lahat sa mga ganong klaseng bakasyon, 2 days off, at may mga leave of absence pa. Pero sa panahon na ito, walang ganon po dito. So giving a 1 day off is something new. Tandaan po natin, they have been slaves for 40 years. 40 years sa dire-diretso ang pag-aalipin. Walang day off, walang leave of absence, o walang sick call privileges. Dire-diretso po yan, trabaho. Sabi sa Exodus chapter 1, verse 13, ganito pa kung paano sila tinrato sa Egypt, no? So they ruthlessly made the people of Israel work as slaves and made their lives bitter with hard service in mortar and brick and all kinds of work in the field. In all their work, they ruthlessly made them work as slaves. Kadalasan, binaririnig akong language sa atin. Para akong inaalipin sa trabahong ito. Well, kung may makausap po tayong Jew, sabi niya, hindi mo alam ang ibig sabihin ng pag-aalipin. Ito, walang kapahigahan ang pag-aalipin. Binigay ng Panginoon ang Sabbath sa kanila for two important reasons. Number one, God rested in creation. Makita po yan sa Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And on the seventh day, God finished His work that He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all that He has done. God rested. So hindi po nangangahulugan na napagod ang Diyos, kaya po siya huminto. Ang ibig sabihin po rito, huminto siya sa creation. He ceased creating. Ito'y paalaala sa mga Israelites that they are now in covenant, or they now have a relationship with this Creator God. Meron po silang relationship. Second reason, God redeemed them from slavery. God redeemed them. Iniligtas po sila sa pagkakaalipin. We see that in Deuteronomy chapter 5, 12 hanggang 15. Binigay din niya ang Sabat sa kanila para alalahanin that God has set them free from slavery. Sabi sa verse 15 in Deuteronomy 5, "You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." Itong redemption na ito, itong specific redemption work na ito, foreshadows a much greater redemption. Okay? A much greater rest. Okay? So every week nila inaalala na God is our creator, we need to worship Him. God is our redeemer, we should praise Him. Paalala to, but of course, hindi pa nila alam yung greater redemption, which is pag-uusapan natin mamaya. So these are the two main things. So as God commanded them to observe the Sabbath, that they are to separate it from any other ordinary day, making it, kagaya sabi ni Pastor Juban, a special day, a different day. Ang Sabado sa kanila is a holy day. Kagaya ng definition ni Pastor John last month, it is a holiday. So isipin mo, every Saturday is a holiday. A holiday is separated from the regular days. Hindi lamang, at ang nag-a-apply itong katuroan na ito sa buong nation ng Israel. Kaya hindi lamang ito sa mga lalaki na nagtatrabaho na kadalasan ang binibilang lang yung mga ulo ng mga lalaki, kasama ang kanilang mga asawa, kanilang mga anak, kanilang mga kamag-anak, kanilang mga kapitbahay, kasama po yung mga foreigners, yung kanilang mga alipin, yung mga sumama sa kanila from Egypt kasi nakikita nila yung favor ng Panginoon dyan, sasama kami sa inyo. Kasama rin sila, they have to practice this. Ulti po yung mga alaga nilang hayop, magpapahinga. Walang trabaho. We see that in Exodus 20, verse 10 hanggang 11. "Unto you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." So the Sabbath points to creation and also to redemption. Okay, para sa kanila. This is God's kindness sa kanila. Bahagi ito ng pagiging redeemed people o mga taong malaya. Hindi na mga alipin. No one enslaves them anymore. No one forces them to work. No one enslaves them. Habang nagpapakaalipin ang ibang mga nation sa kanilang trabaho, itong nation ng Israel ay hindi nagtatrabaho. Sila'y nagpapahinga. At since isang araw sila hindi, ito ang sitwasyon, no? Isang araw hindi sila magtrabaho, isang araw po sila hindi kikita sa negosyo nila. Isang araw po sila hindi kikita ng pera. Yung po na yan, this requires them kasi to trust the Lord to care for them and to meet their needs. They should humbly acknowledge that if God created them, if God redeemed them, then God will sustain them. God will provide for them. Just a side application, hindi ba ho totoo yan sa mga anak ng Diyos? God created you. God saved you, redeemed you. And for those of you who are discouraged and overwhelmed sa needs, He will provide for you. He will care for your family in His own time, in His own way, in His according sa Kanyang sovereign will. He's the God who cares. Instead na makarakterize ang mga taong ito sa kanilang Sabbath observers, mas karakterize sila bilang Sabbath breakers. As a matter of fact, they are known as lawbreakers. The law na ibinigay ng Panginoon sa kanila. Ito ang dahilan kung bakit sila ginudge ng Panginoon, ito ang dahilan kung bakit sila na-exile ng Panginoon. Ito ang kaya ang sinabi ng psalmist gives a warning sa Psalm 95 sa mga Israelites na nagpapatuloy sa kanilang karebeldihan. Sabi sa Psalm 95, verse 10 to 11, "For 40 years I loathed that generation," which means yung first generation ng Israel. "And they are people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." Bagamat nakapasok na po ang mga Israelites sa Promised Land nung sinulat ng psalmist ito, pero ang point dito is they've only entered yung physical rest, which is the Promised Land. What the psalmist is saying sa Psalm 95 is this, that they have not entered God's rest spiritually. This means that there is a much greater rest na paparating. A much greater rest than what Moses or Joshua led the people of Israelites to. It is going to be fulfilled by someone who is greater than them. Who and how will this Sabbath be fulfilled perfectly then? Well, tingnan natin yung number two, the fulfillment of the Sabbath. Quick answer, sino mag-fulfill ng Sabbath perfectly? The simple, quick answer is Jesus. It's Jesus Christ. Si Jesus ang tunay na Israel. Siya ang embodiment ng kung ano dapat ang mga taong ito. They have failed all the ten. They have failed the Sabbath. So Jesus came and embodied obedience sa Father. He is the one who trusted God completely. Ang mga religious leaders po observe the Sabbath, yes, but they observe it legalistically and hypocritically. Dinadagdagan nila ito at nagiging pabigat sa lahat ng mga Jewish people. Kaya hirap na hirap sila sundin. Medyo over-prescriptive yung kanilang pinapagawa. Sabi sa Matthew 23, verse 2 to 4, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do, for they preach but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger." Kaya gusto nilang ipaligpit si Jesus dahil sa mga bitaw ni Jesus, because Jesus was exposing their hearts, their hypocrisy, their legalism. Lalo na pagdating sa pag-practice ng Sabbath. Dito sila madalas magpulis sa Sabbath day. Isang Sabbath day, pumunta si Jesus sa isang synagogue at may isang mamang may kapansanan ng kamay. Tinanong ng mga Pharisees si Jesus sa Matthew chapter 12, verse 10, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" So that they might accuse. So ginawa nila yan, so that they might accuse them. So it's clear na medyo entrapment po ito. Thinking that they can catch Jesus by breaking the Sabbath. Sipin mo na doon si Jesus Christ, biglang may pinalakad siguro silang may kapansanan doon. Masama ba? Masama ba magpagaling sa Sabbath? Pero, sinagot sila ni Jesus by also asking a rhetorical question. Kumbaga, if I make paraphrase, kayo ba tutulungan nyo? Kayo ba tutulungan nyo ba ang tupa ninyo kapag nahulog sa butas o na Sabbath day? Kayo ba tutulungan nyo yung aso ninyo kapag nabara sa imbornal sa Sabbath day? Kumbaga? Of course, the only answer to that is yes. Oo naman! Yun ang sagot. Yun ang obvious na sagot. And then Jesus would communicate, hindi ba mas mahalaga ang tao kaysa sa hayop? After nun, Jesus healed him. Hindi siya inakusa. Tapos pagdating naman sa John 5, another Sabbath day, Jesus intentionally pinagaling ang isang mamang imbalido ng ilang taon. Okay? Imbalido. Tapos inutusan niya, ligpitin yung kanyang higaan at lumakad. Okay, take up your mat and walk. In short, pinagaling niya yung imbalido. Again, sinita siya ng religious leaders, yung mismong mamang pinagaling. Bakit daw niya binubuhat mismo yung kanyang mat? Kasi ano yan, carrying heavy stuff, added ano raw yun, burden. Hindi pwede sa Sabbath day yan. So anong ginawa ng mamang pinagaling? Tinuro si Jesus. Eh, pinagaling ako ni Jesus. And from there, pinersecute nila si Jesus. Pero ito ang sabi ni Jesus sa John 5:17. My Father is working until now, and I am working. Nagalit ang mga religious leaders dito. Nagalit sila. Because ayon sa kanila, one, he broke the Sabbath. And second, kung tama ang kanilang pagkakaunawa, he is claiming to be God. Tapos pagdating naman sa Matthew 12, ang mga disciples ni Jesus ay nagutom. Nung nadaan sila sa grain fields, bumunot po sila ng isang ulo ng grain at kinain. So anong ginawa? Sinita sila ng Pharisees. Kasi it was a Sabbath. Hindi dapat nila ginagawa yun. Ang mga Pharisees had distorted ang purpose ng Sabbath. In their minds, the Sabbath was all about religious observances. It was all about keeping the law. They had missed the true purpose of the Sabbath. Kaya pinaalalahanan sila ni Jesus sa paggamit ng halimbawa ng ginawa ni King David sa 1 Samuel chapter 21, na kung saan si David sa Sabbath day, along with his men, pumasok sa temple at kinain yung mga pagkain na dapat para sa mga priests. Okay? At ito ang sinabi ni Jesus sa Mark 2:28. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Just as David exercised ang kanyang kingly prerogatives or benefits, Jesus also exercised ang kanyang prerogatives or privileges as God and King. Ginagamit niya ito to heal the sick, feed the hungry, even serve His people on a Sabbath day. Kasi Jesus is greater than the priesthood. Jesus is greater than the temple. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Sa pagsabi ni Jesus na may authority siya over sa Sabbath, bilang Lord nito, He is making a very strong claim to be God Himself. I am the Lord of the Sabbath. He's saying, sino ba gumawa ho ng Sabbath? Si Yahweh. So technically, he's saying, I am the God who created the Sabbath. Eh di ba heresy yun sa kanila? At siya ang magsasabi kung paano pwede o hindi pwedeng, kung anong pwede, kung anong hindi pwedeng gawin sa Sabbath day na ginawa niya. These are all strong claims. He is using His prerogatives bilang Diyos. He identifies Himself as the Lord and Maker of all things. Kaya gusto siyang batuhin. Kaya pinapersecute po siya because of these strong claims. Tapos pagdating naman sa Mark 14, 61 hanggang 62, Jesus in His last days sa ministry ay dinala po sa religious council. Nandun yung mga elders, nandun yung mga taong bayan, the religious council, nandun sa harapan si Jesus to judge Him. They are to judge Him and they ask Him sa verse 61 ng Mark 14, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power, coming with clouds of heaven. Namumuro na si Jesus sa mga religious leaders. And they're looking for evidences that He's speaking heresy. And in this passage, sinabi nila, ano pang kailangan nating ebidensya? Ito na, heresy. Jesus was beaten up. He was mocked. He was humiliated, stripped naked, whipped, nilatigo, crowned with thorns. He was paraded, buhat-buhat yung wooden cross niya, na kung saan siya pinako. Crucified on the cross for sinners like you and me. He died and He was buried. Sa Luke 23:50-56. Isang Jewish council member na ang pangalan ay Joseph. Joseph of Arimathea, he disagreed sa mga decisions lagi laban kay Jesus sa mga religious council. And he requested, okay, you see, yung kanyang, si Pilate na nakunin yung katawan ni Jesus Christ. So in short, he was a secret follower ni Jesus. He requested Pilate, kinuha yung katawan ni Kristo, nilinis, binalot ng linen cloth, nilibing, nilagay po sa isang tomb na kung saan wala pang nalilibing, hindi pa nalilibingan. So, ginawa niya yon on a Friday night. Ang kanyang katawan, tinanggal sa krus, binalot, linen, pinasok lahat po yan Friday. At ayon kay Dr. Luke, yung nagsulat po neto, etong sinabi niya sa verse 54 to 56. It was the day of preparation. And the Sabbath was beginning short, palalim na ng gabi, ilang oras na lang, Sabbath na. Okay? Verse 55, which is very interesting, the women who had come with him from Galilee followed him and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. They returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. May mga babae na sumunod dito kay Joseph of Arimathea. Some say it's si Mary Magdalene and another Mary. At nakita sa tomb na yung katawan ni Jesus Christ ay wrapped up. Probably they see na hindi tama ang pagkakabalot o hindi maganda ang pagkakain ng spices. They went home kasi palalim na po yung gabi. And then they prepared for the spices, pero hindi sila bumalik because it's a Sabbath rest. They waited na matapos ang Sabbath rest bago ho sila bumalik. Kasi Sabbath will be coming in a few hours. Here's my point. Joseph of Arimathea, after putting Jesus Christ in the tomb, went back home and waited for the Sabbath and rested. The women who prepared the spices, hindi bumalik, and waited sa Panginoon, after the Sabbath, they have rested. Jesus rested sa loob ng isang malamig na tomb on a Sabbath. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath, and he fulfills himself what the Sabbath pointed towards. He provides ultimate rest. Friends, Jesus died for you so that you would have true eternal rest. Mga kaibigan, ikaw ba ang taong walang kapahingahan? Balikan ko po yung tanong kanina. Ikaw ba ang tipong laging busy? Laging maraming ginagawa o kahit walang ginagawa, naghahanap ng gagawin? Walang hinto, walang kapaguran? Mga kaibigan, kung ikaw ang taong ito, walang kapahingahan, sa trabaho, sa bahay, sa eskwelahan, ano ang sinasabi nito tungkol sa tunay mong pinagkakatiwalaan kung lagi ka nagtatrabaho? Sino ba talaga ang pinagkakatiwalaan mo? Ano ang tunay na dahilan kung bakit ka busy at abala lagi? Are you trying to chase a dream? An ambition? A goal in life? And you're being consumed by it? Meron ka bang kailangan patunayan sa sarili mo o patunayan sa ibang tao kaya ganyan ka nalang walang kapahingahan at walang tigil? O di kaya ang tunay na dahilan kaya kung bakit hindi tayo nahihinto o nagpapahinga ay di kaya dahil sa wala tayong tiwala sa Diyos. Sabi ni Solomon sa Ecclesiastes 2:22-23, "For what does a person get with all his work and all his efforts that he labors at under the sun? For all his days are filled with grief, and his occupation is sorrowful. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This too is futile or meaningless. Ang tawag ng Bible po dito is chasing after the wind. Trabaho ng trabaho. Kailangan maging successful. Kailangan ma-provide to. Kailangan gawin ko to. I don't care kung mapagod na yung katawan ko. Kailangan namin to. Yun na ba ang language na naririnig natin sa bahay? Yun ba ang language na lagi naririnig natin mga anak? Walang kapahingahan. Friends, you can never find true rest in the things of this world. Hindi sa trabaho, hindi sa edukasyon, hindi po sa mga bagay na nagpapasaya sa atin, hindi po ang ating asawa, hindi po ating mga anak. It can only be found in Christ alone. Binasa kanina to ni Brother Aaron kanina because there was an invitation galing kay Christ. Matthew 11:20-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus died on the cross for the penalty of our sins. He rested in the tomb so that you can finally have rest eternally in Him. Because He was raised from the dead on the third day, you can enter the newness of life. You can now enter the rest na sinasabi sa Psalm 95 and Hebrews chapter 4. Jesus is the perfect master. He is strong enough to save you, and He's also compassionate enough to care for you. Kaya hindi na natin kailangan sundin pa ang Sabbath day. Because Jesus is the fulfillment of the Sabbath. He is rest. Colossians chapter 2, 16-17, therefore let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink or with regard to a festival or a new moon or Sabbath. Huwag mo nang intindihin na ano yan, sundin yan. 17, these are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Yung mga celebrations na yan, yung mga practices, yung mga rituals na yan, huwag nyo nang gawin yan kasi lahat yan ay just shadows. Images, they only are pointers to something or someone who is greater. Sabi sa Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, and then I will jump to verse 4. For since the law has but a shadow, same language, yung buong law, yung buong Ten Commandments, has been a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities. It can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Verse 4, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Why the same language? It's just a shadow. Let us not get stuck sa shadow, but sa actual point, actual image na kung saan that shadow points or represents. Animal sacrifices were fulfilled in Christ. Jesus fulfilled the Sabbath regulations. Jesus is the fulfillment of the fourth commandment. Friends, this is an invitation galing kay Jesus to come to Him. Turn away from sin. Stop working hard in order to earn yung salvation mo sa Panginoon. Tama na yung pagiging mabuti natin. Tama na yung pagiging kailangan maging okay ako sa Panginoon. Kailangan maging okay ako sa lahat bago ako tanggapin ng Panginoon. Hindi po mangyayari yun. That is worthless, meaningless under the sun. We trust the finished work of Christ, and then He provides us rest. Sabi ni Stephen Wellum, Christians obey the Sabbath by entering into the rest. It typified and predicted salvation rest in Christ. Now, if the Sabbath is already fulfilled in Christ, what are we to do with this commandment? Let's talk about application, and this is where we're going to end. Okay? It is important for us to establish yung actual foundation ng law, ng people, because these are specifically, lalo na ito, specifically given sa people of Israel. Since the Sabbath was given to Israel for a specific role para sa plan ng redemption ng Panginoon and was fulfilled in Christ, hindi na po natin kailangan i-practice po ito. At ayon sa ating pag-aaral, hindi din po ito pinapractice sa New Testament Christians. They don't practice this. And ultimately, mga churches throughout the centuries, they don't practice this. So kapag ang mga Christians in the New Testament gather sa first day of the week, which is Sunday, alam nila na hindi Jewish Sabbath ng Mosaic Covenant ang kanilang pinapractice. Hindi ho Sabbath ang kanilang ino-observe. Alam po nila yon. Kasi una sa lahat, the Sabbath is observed on a Saturday. They gather on a Sunday. Bakit po? Kasi ang tawag po dito is the Lord's Day. Ito po yung araw ng pagkasilang ng Panginoon. Okay? From His burial on the tomb. Another interesting fact is that early Christians ay lahat nagtatrabaho ng Sunday. So di ba ang Sabbath, walang trabaho? Then bakit sila nagtatrabaho? Kasi Sunday is a work day. Ang walang observance ng rest day ang Roman Empire. Okay? So, malabo pong ipractice ang Sabbath. Dahil lahat sila ay nagtatrabaho. Sabbath ay walang trabaho. Sabbath is the day of the week, last day of the week, Saturday. First day of the week is Sunday. And dito rin yung time na kung saan they hear God's word and they break bread and even collect yung mga offerings nila. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up as he may prosper so that there will be no collecting when I come. Lahat sila ay, ang situation ay gigising ng maaga, magtatrabaho ng buong araw. And here's what I find exciting and interesting. After nila magtrabaho ng buong araw, they gather sa gabi for service, for fellowship, for breaking of bread, for hearing of God's word. Isn't that interesting, Crossroads? Acts chapter 20, verse 7. On the first day of the week when we gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart the next day. He prolonged his speech until midnight. Hanggang kailan po daw siya nag-preach? Hanggang oras? Alas 12 na madaling araw. Abay, dapat sundin kaya natin to. Hindi po. Why? Kasi they meet on the evenings. Extended sermon. No? Yung time nila. They gather after work. Wala itong weekend. Sa verses 9 to 12, Paul preached till midnight. At may members, may pangyayari rito sa same chapter na to, may member na nakatulog. So, hindi ko kayo papagalitan. O sasama ang loob kapag may nakatulog galing trabaho eh. Ang kasama ang palad, nalaglag sa third story building. Second lang naman tayo. Pero wala naman mahuhulog, alam ko. Protected tayo rito. Pero my point is this, he was so tired from the whole day's work. It's not Paul's preaching na nagpatulog sa kanya. It's his tiredness. He died, but eventually, praise God, Paul raised him from the dead. Pero the point is, they met on the evening. So as Christians, we are not observing the Sabbath rest katulad po ng Mosaic Covenant. Alright? They were worshiping on the Lord's Day. This was the first day that the Lord was raised. Nagpakita kay Thomas, and it was with the believers gathered on homes to worship. The Lord's Day is not a day of rest. It was a day of corporate worship. Ah. The rest was fulfilled kasi yung rest na tinatawag dito is already fulfilled in Christ. Now, may mga Sabbatarians tayo mga kaibigan na naniniwala na yung pag-transfer daw ng mga Sabbath regulations ay nausog po sa Lord's Day. At kailangan pa rin to pa rin as a good Christian. Kailangan po na walang magtatrabaho, kailangan po ultimo magkaroon ng recreation o magbakasyon. Bawal po, kailangan ang nakatuon ka lang sa private and public acts of worship, exercising mercy, sa tsaka necessity sa tinatawag. So yun po yung paniniwala ng ating mga kaibigan na Sabbatarian. Ang problema po dito, hindi ito naaayon sa sinasabi ni Paul sa Colossians chapter 2 at Galatians chapter 4 verse 10. At ang mga early Christians practice it either before work or after work. So hindi po pwede, din lalabag sila kung ganon. There's no scriptural evidence po or evidences na may transfer of day. Hindi po yun ang ating paniniwala. Kung ang Sabbath ay kailangan pa din sundin, hindi na dapat sinabi ni Paul yung Romans 14:5, and you can read that later on. He is living under a new covenant. Ito po ang majority position ng church throughout history. Ito po majority rin ng mga reformers throughout history. Ang sabi nga raw po ni John Calvin is, after ng service, ginagawa ni John Calvin is nagbo-bowling siya kasama ang kanyang kaibigan just to prove his point. Na hindi mo kailangan, hindi magkaroon ng recreation. Na hindi ito yung Sabbath transfer. At sabi ni Martin Luther, if anywhere the day is made holy for the mere day's sake, if anywhere anyone sets up its observance on Jewish foundation, then I order you, now let me stop there, and sinasabi, kung meron man naniniwala ng ganito, na kung saan may transfer daw ng Sabbath na tayong mga Christians, ganyan, kailangan, say, ito ang gagawin ninyo. Ito yung sabi niya, I order you to work, magtrabaho kayo. To ride, mga bayo kayo. Okay? To dance, mga Pilipino, magbijoke kayo. Feast on it, and do everything to remove the encroachment of Christian liberty, or coercement. Christ is the fulfillment of the Sabbath. End quote. So, hindi po totoo. So, paano yung pastor? Meron akong mga pinapanghawakan na dapat hindi ako lalabas, hindi ako gaganto, kailangan natutulog lang, kailangan nagme-meditate. I mean, yes and no. Now, to land this sermon, let me give important lessons or principles na pwede natin mapulot sa Sabbath. Again, principles, hindi actual Sabbath. Number one, allot a day for public corporate worship. Allot a day for public corporate worship. Madalas natin basahin ang Hebrews chapter 10, 24 to 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Kadalasan ng mga iglesia ay nag-gather po ng first day of the week, which is Sunday, which is understandable, which is yung pinaliwanag natin, Christ has resurrected on the first day. But there is nothing holy about Sunday compared din sa Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. In short, it's all the same. Wala po siyang pagkakaiba. If a person or a congregation chooses to make Saturday as their specific day of worship, as a congregation, then let them do it. Okay? So, wala, as long as hindi po naka, if I use the term, kung hindi siya salvific, o hindi yun ang pangkanyang tinutuunan ng kaligtasan. O, kailangan ko magsumamba ng itong araw na to kasi ito ay magbibigay sa akin ng kaligtasan. Hindi po. Okay? If that is the case, kung hindi po ganun, then we are still keeping in the New Testament teaching. Sabi sa Romans 14 verse 5, one person esteem one day as better than the another, while another esteem all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. So allot a day of corporate worship. Let us not neglect to gather, kapatid. Second, allot a day to cease from work. Allot a day to cease from work. Magpahinga naman po tayo isang araw. Mag-recharge, pahinga, makasama ang mga mahal sa buhay, enjoyin ang life. The rest doesn't have, hindi kailangan natin maging matali kung anong kailangan mangyari sa ating araw ng kapahingahan. Matulog po kayo. Paglingkuran nyo ang pamilya ninyo. It could be a time of also meditation of God's Word with the family. I encourage you, family worship on your rest day. Kailangan lang mag-usap-usap kayo kung ano yung araw ng ating kapahingahan. Sabi ni D.A. Carson, sometimes the godliest thing to do is to get a good night's sleep. Not pray all night, sleep. Pahinga. Pili ho ng isang araw. It's not just theological, it's also practical. Okay? The writer of Hebrews describes faith as rest from all work. Mga kapatid, put your trust in Christ. Rest. Bitawan po ninyo. Tatakbo ang negosyo na yan kahit wala ka. Ilabanan po natin yung savior mentality. Kung hindi ako kikilos, walang mangyayari. Savior mentality po yan. Pag binigyan, pinagtutulakan ka na ng boss, mag-off ka na nga, matatapos itong taon, hindi ka pa nagli-leave. Hindi, kailangan nyo ako. O, di ba? Kung wala ako, dito itong kumpanya na to. Kung wala ako, sira ang relasyon na ito. Ay, teka muna, maring totoo rin po yun. Pero we need to fight yung temptation na kung wala ako, walang mangyayari sa buhay ng mga tao. Hindi po, ang Diyos hindi po tayo kailangan. Ang Diyos kaya niyang gumamit kahit sino. Especially kung yan na po ang nagiging dahilan natin kung kaya hindi tayo nakakapunta ng iglesia. Kung tayo po hindi na nakakapag-worship. Dahil ako'y busy. Kasi mawawala yung kumpanya. Mawawala na ako ng trabaho. And we understand na totoo po itong mga to. Pero ilang beses na po ba? Gano'n na ba katagal na ganito? Baka tayo po hindi na nagkakasala na sa Panginoon. Okay? Moses or Joshua ay hindi na-achieve yung tinatawag na rest sa Hebrews 4:9. Si Christ lang po. Let us make effort to enter that rest. Paano? By repenting from our sins and putting our faith in Christ. Sa mga Kristiyano, paano? Repenting from our sins and continuously putting our faith in Christ. Hindi sa work. Hindi sa mga relationships. Hindi sa Panginoon. Kay Christ lamang po. As we remember that, gusto natin i-fuel yung pag-aalala na yan by practicing isa sa mga ordinances dito sa church, which we call yung the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is a family meal. Bilang corporate body, we remember and proclaim Jesus' death. We share together by faith the saving benefits of Christ's sacrifice for us. Together, we eat and drink this meal and experience a foretaste of the heavenly banquet na mangyayari one day. Ang Lord's Supper ay isang patikim o appetizer sa parating na handa na magaganap na kasama natin si Kristo. It is one of the visual display of the good news of Jesus Christ's cross and empty tomb. Ang communion na isa sa ongoing is an ongoing celebration of the unity that we enjoy together in Christ through His death and resurrection. Sa communion, ang tinapay ay naglalarawan po ng katawan ni Kristo that was laid down as a sacrifice for our sins. At ang saro o ang kopa naman symbolizes His blood that was shed for us for our salvation. Tayo po ngayong gabi ay may pagkakataon na gunitain, alalahanin, i-celebrate together ang Lord's Supper. Pero nagbigay po ng babala at paalaala ang Apostle Paul sa 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27 to 29. Ana ang sino mang kumain ng tinapay at uminom sa kopa ng Panginoon sa paraan hindi nararapat ay nagkakasala sa katawan at tugo ng Panginoon. Kaya dapat siyasatin ng tao ang kanyang sarili bago siya kumain ng tinapay at uminom sa kopa. Sapagkat ang sino mang kumain at uminom ng hindi kinikilala ang kahalagahan ng katawan ng Panginoon ay kumakain at umiinom ng kahatulan laban sa kanyang sarili. Kung kayo po ay narinig yung gospel, have repented from your sins and trusted Jesus Christ the way the gospel was presented kanina, at taga-ibang church po kayo, you are welcome to join. Pero kung kayo po ay hindi member or member ng iglesia na ito, at tayo po ay nasa kasalanan at wala tayong pagsisisi sa kasalanan na ito, I urge you to let this bread and cup pass you. Nagbigay ang warning ang salita ng Diyos na may mga severe consequences for those who take this meal for granted. Iba nagkasakit, iba pumanaw. Kasi po ang communion symbolizes yung unity that we have in Christ. Okay? And sin separates us from one another. Now before we take part, let us now take a moment of silent reflection and remember what Jesus has done for us sa cross. Father, as we partake the Lord's Supper ngayong gabi, may you focus ang aming atensyon kay Christ at ang ginawa niya po sa krus. Would the cross of Christ be to us the wisdom and power of God as we meditate on the promises na ibinigay po niya. In Christ's name, Amen.